We're reading from Zohar for All, the new Zohar Bereshit, second part, item 686. You can get into our site, kav.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All, new Zohar Bereshit, second part, item 686.
Well, we talked about it enough just now, how we have to be directed. So let's try and that the Zohar will help us.
686.
Main thing, that it will help us all together.
It is impossible that equalizing to Elohim, to the Creator, is in Dat and Chokhmah. For Adam, for man, is far away from the uppers. The close angels, they receive the power of the abundance, the vision of above first. And from them it descends to those angels who are not so close, and from them it comes down to the heavens and their host, and from them to Adam. 687. The throne of honor receives first, and from him to the upper angels, and from them to those who are not so high like them, and from them to the heavens, and from them to Adam. 688. But man is similar to the Creator with his soul, which is holy and will never perish, because it was taken away from him, from his strength and might. And unlike the goof, which was taken from the earth and will be perished and will return to the dust as it was before. 689. Adam and his coupling were created with him. As written, he created them, male and female, and he took them from his ribs and prepared her, and he brought her to Adam. As written, and he took one of the man's ribs. 690. The rib that he took from his ribs was the first Chava, the first Eve, and he took her away from him, and she was harmful to the creations. As written, and he took one of the man's ribs. This is the first rib that was taken from him, because this is a harmful spirit. And he closed up the place with flesh, and he brought another one instead of her, flesh instead of spirit. 691. And he placed flesh instead of her. The first was meat, flesh, but the first was not flesh. Rather, it was the filth of the land and its yeast. 692. And when the Creator created man, he gave him the radiance of his face, which illuminated throughout the whole world. Since he sinned, it is written, and his face were changed. 693. And God said, let us make man. Why is it not written immediately? And so it was, like in the rest of the days, when the Creator said something, and it was written immediately, and it was so. And here it is not written. Rather, after he said, let us make man, it is written, and God created man in his own image. He should have written, and so it was. 694. Rather, that's not the only thing that was not written in the act of creation that does not say, and so it was. Rather, it says, and God said, let there be firmament inside the waters, and it is not written, and so it was. Rather, God made the firmament. And also, let them be lights in the firmament of the sky. He should have written immediately, so it was. And it says, and God made the two great lights. 695. Rather, everything which did not have the strength which was emanated from above to come and compensate it, it says immediately, and it was so, that the land brought them out in completion all their actions, and they did not have to wait for the upper force to come and compensate the wholeness of that action. 696. But in everything that the land produced and the action was not completed in it, it had to wait until a force will come from above and will make the action exist and complete. And then it is not written, and it was so. 697. And also in Adam, in man, the land brought out the same thing it could have done, and it stood until he will give the strength that he has in his hands to give. And therefore, it doesn't say immediately, and it was so, until the Creator came and gave him the strength from above and made it exist. And then it says, and God created.
Meaning, wherever there's work, wherever there's an action on behalf of the lower one, and where the force comes from above and makes it happen. That's the difference. A person who has freedom of choice, that has a reaction of his own. So, yeah.
698. What did the Creator see that he did not make Adam only on the sixth day, so that man won't be able to say that he helped in somewhat to everything that was created. 699. Rabbi Eliezer stood, bowed his head, put his mouth on his mouth, and cried. Rabbi Akiva told him, Rabbi, why are you crying? He told him, for you asking why Adam was created on the sixth day, and I had a vision, and it troubles me. 700. Akiva, who will be merited for the length of this exile that extends? For no man will rise, the Messiah, which is destined to come to reach the cloud of heavens before the sixth day. Adam was created on the sixth day, which is in 6,000 years, on the sixth millennium. And not completely, rather in the continuation of the sixth millennium, except for if they will strengthen and repent, because man's government is only on the sixth day, which is Yesod, because the 6 days are Chagat Nehi, and the sixth day is Yesod, and so are the 6,000 years, they are Chagat Nehi, and the sixth millennium is Yesod. 701. And in the seventh millennium, the world will remain strengthened, dried up. And on the seventh millennium, the world will renew as before. And whatever happens, happens. As written, those who will be left in Zion and who remain in Jerusalem will be called holy. And the verse says about them, may the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. 702. This is the offsprings of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. After he told all the offsprings that the heavens and earth produced, so you won't say that they were all created during 6 days, that creation on that day and that creation on another day. Rather, all the offsprings that were formulated from the heavens and from the earth were on the day that the Lord Creator had made the heavens and the earth, meaning in that very day where the heavens and earth were made, immediately they had all the offsprings that were formulated from the heavens and from the earth. As written,
when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. For the heavens and the land and all their offsprings, they all emerged and were formulated instantaneously with the thought that he contemplated that they will be formulated. Rather, they came out and were revealed each in his day. 703. It says, this is the book of the offsprings of Adam. On the day God created Adam. Thus, in that very day where Adam was created, all of his offsprings were formulated like with the heavens and earth. 704. So, in that day Adam was created, all of his offsprings were formulated with him, for the Creator had shown him in that day all of his offsprings. And he passed all the souls before him in their shape, and he said, this is that soul, and this is that soul. This is the sages of the generation, this is the judge of the generation, and so were all of the generations and their leaders. 705. It says, and the heavens and earth and all their hosts were completed. After it says, and God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. What is everything that he had made? Everything comes to emphasize the matter of the angels, which are very good. In all the creatures, it says, it was good only. And here it says, and it was very good. That teaches us that the angels were created, and it says about them, and it was very good. 706. Why did the verse add, and he had made after, it is written, after all he had made? It comes from the word, my soul had yearned for you. And all their hosts in general are the angels, which are called the hosts of heavens. As written, all the hosts of heaven standing around him. And when he completed the work, it yearned and longed for all who see her. 707. Vayechulu means they completed their action and they completed their thought. And the Creator made the Sabbath day similar to the next world, for the Creator is destined to rest on the seventh, on the seventh millennium, when the world was Charev. 708. An additional soul is added to Adam on the Sabbath day, which is the Holy Spirit that dwells upon him, and he crowns man with a holy crown, with the crowns of the angels. And it is from the same Ruach, the same Spirit that is destined to dwell upon the righteous in the future to come. And therefore, man has to honor the Sabbath day for that sacred guest that dwells with him. Now let's move to the next part of the lesson.